Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Dr. Lisa will update us on new information available about PRRS variant report. Dr. Lisa?
Yes, today I wanted to discuss a new report that's coming out of the University of Minnesota. A lot of people know PRRS is probably the number one swine pathogen that producers face, and it has a devastating effect on farms. Along with that, PRRS has a really unique structure. It's an RNA virus, and what that means, it has the ability to constantly change or mutate. It does change into different genetic variations of the original virus. So what does that mean? These changes can affect how deadly or virulent they are to the farm. Some changes, even though minor, have a really big effect. These changes in the viruses are called variants. To help better track these changes and understand what the production impact is, the University of Minnesota, led by Dr. Mariana Kakuti, an assistant professor at the University of Minnesota, developed a new system to monitor and enhance surveillance of PRRS, and their goal is to provide the ability to have an early warning for some of these variants that could have a really negative effect. This system is called the PRRS Variant Under Monitoring, or the acronym VUM. It's a collaboration with different research that SCHIC has funded, one of those being the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project, and another launched by University of Minnesota called PRRS Loon. And it's an analytical platform that assesses and uses AI to help understand the virus. What does this system do? It identifies variants and has a defined ability to say whether they're a variant or not, but they track these changes by state and also by the number of farms that are impacted, so sites. The report highlights the different viruses, how many are present, and then the different levels there are of these variants. The report would highlight different levels, so level one involves anywhere between 0 to 30 sites. Level 2 is 31 to 50 sites impacted. Level 3 is 50 to 100 sites. And level 4 is greater than 100. Obviously, how do they go through and assess these different levels? Level reports of 2 or higher include an expanded or more detailed evaluation of the epidemiologic nature of these viruses. And what does that mean? That means understanding how many sites are involved, what type of production site, what's the potential impact, and also does this impact other states or is the virus transmitting? The summary of this really helps to have a graph to show what's happening over time, including the states. This information is important because it gives researchers an idea of how widespread these viruses are and can they be even more of a problem long term. To see this information and also to be able to sign up for our newsletters, this report is highlighted in the SCHIC September 2025 newsletter. You'll see the report of this VUM and PRRS monitoring, as well as other information such as the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project and the Domestic Swine Disease Reporting, all of which do track PRRS and how it's impacting our production sites. So you can access that information at swinehealth.org.